Shall we turn to the book of Malachi? Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. We're doing only one verse today. Malachi 3, 6. This is what it says. For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Last week, we saw God making an announcement of the coming of the Messiah. First of all, John the Baptist was going to come to prepare the way, to take off all the obstacles of sin and all unrighteousness. And those sinners who will believe will be baptized. And then the Messiah, the second one, was the messenger of the covenant, as we saw him being the Messiah. We saw he was coming to begin the work in his church first, in the temple, by sanctifying, by like a refiner's fire, like a launderer's soap, to cleanse, to wash, to take off all the dross, all the wickedness, to make the people of God ready to offer again a good offering, an offering or sacrifice which is accepted by the Lord. That portion spoke about the first coming of the Messiah and the second coming of the Messiah, all intertwined. And in the midst of that, we see today the Lord God makes a huge revelation of himself, a big revelation of himself, that I do not change. God wants us to know who he is. As we know time after time in our Bible, when we read the Bible, it talks about God of Jacob, God of Abraham, God of Moses, God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, God of Paul, God of Peter. The reason why God is associated with those people, because there's one reason, is that God is unchanging. All these people are changing. And it's God of generations. You see, time after time, he is God of people in different generations. People are changing. People are dying. But God is the same. And why is that? Because God wants us to know who we are. And who he is and who we are. He is the creator. He is the God who doesn't change. He says, I am the Lord and I do not change. He makes this big revelation of himself. What does it mean? What do we mean? What does God mean when he says he does not change? The definition, or in theological term, it is God is immutable. Immutability of God. For a couple of years ago, we went through Paul Washer's book, The One True God, or The Attributes of God. We saw that God is immutable, time after time. Actually, I have to confess that I have been reading again that book to refresh my mind when I came to this verse, to know the immutability of God. But what does it mean when God said that he is immutable? It means God is constant. God is unchanging, always and forever the same. God does not suffer any mutation. There is no mutation in God. God doesn't grow to become bigger or to become less. God doesn't get wiser, or God, there's nothing which changes with God or in God. The world around us change. People change. You yourself. Let me ask you, how many of you made New Year's plan or resolution last year? How many of you made plans last year which didn't come to pass? All of us made plans, but some of them passed, some of them didn't come to pass. Or how many this year I've made a New Year's resolution. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. Many people want to read the Word of God more. People want to spend less time on the computer. People want to be a better communicator. People want to be humble. People make different resolutions of what to do each year. Now it's winter. Soon spring comes, summer comes, autumn, winter again. Things are changing. Last year was 2017. Today we are in 2018. Things are changing time after time. But in the midst of this, God says that He doesn't change. He is immutable. He is unchanging. We see God makes it clear that there is a difference between the Creator and the creation. There is one who is unchanging and one who changes. If we go back to the story of people of Malachi's time, we know that these are the people, the remnant, who were taken out of captivity, who came, who built the temple, who were there. Nehemiah and Ezra established the word of God or the law of God among them, told them how to live their lives. They began well, they shifted, they changed, they went for worse. And God is calling them back, and He makes it a statement that He doesn't change. You and I change, God doesn't change. But in what way can we say God does not change? In which way can we explain to people or ourselves that God does not change? Number one, God does not change in His nature or essence, as theologians said. God is unchanging in His essence. God is spirit. God does not have any corporate body. You and I have corporate bodies. The way you're looking today is not the way you looked yesterday. There is some wrinkles, or there is some gray hair. There is some have become bigger, some have become smaller. Some are older. Every one of us change. Decision you made yesterday is not decision you've made today. Maybe your opinion have changed in some sense. You are changing time after time. But God does not change. As we talk today about climate change and stuff like things are changing. But God makes a statement that His nature does not change. God is I am who I am. He is the great unchangeable God. The world changes, but God is immutable. In Psalm 102, you can turn there if you want. Psalm 102, 25 to 27. Psalm 102, 25 to 27, it says, "Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, they will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak, you will change them, and they will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will have no end." This great Jehovah never changes. He has no beginning. He has no ending. He can't grow any older. He never gains any new strength or loses any abilities. Not that he has ever had. He never matures. He never develops. He never grows stronger or weaker or wiser. God is the same in His nature. You and I grow old. You and I change our opinion. We see it time after time. You see people, after many years, they have wrinkles. Or when you get sick, the way you are looking now is not the way you look before you got sick. Today, you are looking a little bit small. Everyone asks you, "Oh, you are smaller." But God doesn't change because you've lost some liquid, and now in winter everyone looks pale. In summer, every one of you has some tan. Things change. We change. But our God does not change in His nature. We can say with the church father of all that God is, he has always been, and all that he has been, he will ever be. God is the same. He doesn't change. You remember what Jacob said about Reuben in the Old Testament, and that can be applied to all mankind. As he said, they are unstable as water. We are unstable as water. Water moves. Any wind, it changes the water direction. It changes things. There's waves coming all over the place. That's how we are. We change. But our God is stable. Thomas Watson, the great Puritan, said of man that their minds are like a sick man's pulse, which alters every half an hour. Every human being is like a sick man's pulse. It stops and goes on. We are prone to change. Our natures change. In 20 years, most of us will look old and frail. And the younger guy will look younger. And Isaac is not going to look as he looks today. Or Samuel is not going to look as he looks today. Everyone will change. The world around us change. There is a God who is stable. There is a God who is always the same. His purpose is fixed. And he is there as the word of God says he is. And we can stand upon what the word of God says. God of the Bible does not change. In his nature, he's the same. He doesn't get wiser, doesn't get older, doesn't get stronger or weaker. God is the same. We see in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah says that, "For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee." God is the same. That's why he's called God of Moses, God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God of people. People are changing, but he is the same. He does not change. That was number one. He doesn't change in his nature. His nature is the same. His essence is the same. Number two, God is unchanging in his attributes. That is, in his character. The character of God doesn't change. He is forever the same in his person, in his character, in his perfections, in his being. Whatever attributes God has always been, God will always be forever. When we talk about God being God of love, he is God of love. He's always been God of love. He will always remain God of love. God is forever the same. He is who he was, who he is, and he will be that way forevermore. All attributes of God are connected to one another. All attributes of God are connected to one another. When we say God is eternal, he is eternal in his faithfulness. He is eternal in his mercy, in his grace, in his love. God is eternal in his sovereignty. He is unchanging in all his character. You and I change. You and I, maybe you are more gracious today than you were yesterday. Today you can be more gracious, but circumstances happen tomorrow. You are the worst person to deal with. We change. People change their characters time after time. We see even people who were in churches who believe this today, tomorrow they believe something else. We change. But our God does not change. His holiness is unchanging. His sovereignty is unchanging. His faithfulness is unchanging. His love is unchanging. Grace, mercy, his righteousness, his forgiving character is immutable. Even his power, his rule is unchanging. James 1:17 says, "Every good gift And every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. God is light. God, in Him, there is no variation. There's no changing. There's no mutation in God. We, the creation, we, the people, are prone to change. We are passing in history. We are passing in stage of history. Time after time, we are passing. We are going. We are like a shade moving around. But our God does not change in His character. God does not change in His character. A.W. Pink says, God cannot change for better, for He is perfect. He cannot become more or better than who He is. God is eternally perfect, and being perfect, He cannot change for worse. That is a big statement. God can't get better than He is because He's perfect. He can't get worse than He is. Anyone who denies unchangeableness of God doesn't think of God. Anyone who thinks of a changing God thinks of God of his own imagination. Our God doesn't change in His character. The plans you made in 2017 didn't come to pass. Why? Because you didn't see the circumstances which could happen. You didn't know that you were going to get sick. You didn't know that maybe on that day you would be somewhere else. It will rain. It will be. You didn't see. You didn't have ability to see what happens in the future. That's why we change our minds. We change our character. We change who we are time after time. But God's character is constant. He can't love you more because He loves you enough. He can't love you less because He loves you enough. God is a loving God. God's character does not change. For I am the Lord and I do not change. As it says here, that's why you sons of Jacob, you are not consumed. O sons of Jacob, His love, He showed them by taking them outside of captivity, bringing them in Israel, by allowing them to build the temple, by allowing them to be there to put the priesthood. And when they went away, God didn't destroy them. Why? Because His character doesn't change. God is unchanging. You and I change. We are tossed about by any wind of doctrine, any wind or any wave, any trends, any fame, any brands. We move around. We move by the media. The media even changes us. The media changes us. But God doesn't change. Never ever think of a changing God. Never ever think of God who changes in his character. Never ever think of a God who adjusts to your circumstances. Our God is unchanging God. He doesn't change in His nature, in His character, and now third, is unchanging in His purpose or the counsel of His will. God doesn't change in His counsel of the will or His purpose. God's eternal decrees will never change. Whatever was decided in eternity past will come to pass. It will never change. Your life has been preordained, predetermined by God. God foresaw all the steps of your life in eternity past. And it will pass in eternity future. And everything in between, God knows about it. God has only one plan. And God's plan does never have plan B. There's no plan B in the purposes of God. And God's will. There's no plan B. Man's plan change. Man plans. They vary time after time according to circumstances. When we plan everything, we think of what if. When we plan, we think, what if in case? That shows that we are not God. We don't know the future. We don't know what the future holds. But when our God talks, He knows everything. There is only one eternal plan before the foundation of the world, which God has made. It's Isaiah 46, 9 to 11 says, it says here, remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Verse 11, it says, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country, indeed I have spoken. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, and I will also do it. Listen about it, what it says. He has purposed it, and He will do it. It will come to pass. Everything God has planned will come to pass. God stands in eternity past. At the beginning, He stands. He declares the end because He knows what is going to happen. God, with His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, sat and discussed and took decision about what was going to happen, how the world is going to happen, or how the end is going to be, and everything in between. God knew everything, how it's going to be. He foresees the future because He foreordained the future. You and I can't even know which day it's gonna rain next. If I ask you, do you know which day it is gonna rain? You don't know. If I would ask you what you will eat tomorrow, you don't even know. Some of you even tonight have no clue. If I will ask you what shoes are you gonna wear tomorrow, what shirt, you don't even have a clue. But our God knows beginning from the end and everything in between. There is no doubt. There's no plan B. There is no if. Everything is fine. God has never learned anything. He has never acquired any knowledge from anyone because He is omniscient. He's self-learning. He knows everything. He can't learn from any one of us. His will is permanent. His plans are permanent. Your plans are not permanent. My plans are not permanent. Maybe last week you were at one day, during the week you were high up. Things, positive things that happened in your life, you are so high up. The following day you are down. And then the following day something happens, you are high up again. And then you are down again. That's how we all are. We are like waves, up and down, we're changing. Our will changes. If I come and talk to you when you are down, you are a different person. If I come and talk to you when you are up, you are a different person. But God's will is the same. It was foreordained before the foundations of the world. God is unchanging in His nature. God is unchanging in His character or attribute. He is unchanging in His will. And now God is unchanging in His word or truth of God doesn't change. The truth of God doesn't change. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Jesus Christ. God's word is forever the same. His promises never change, never become outdated. You know, the Lord doesn't change. The Lord doesn't change. I remember when I was studying to be an IT technician, I spent time reading stuff about computer, all the Windows and all the network protocols and all the stuff I've been learning, studying this and Wi-Fi stuff I've been learning, all these things. Guess what? By the time I finished the study and start working, most of the stuff were old stuff, outdated. Outdated. I was living in the old world. Technology had changed. And some of even materials we learned for the exam, when we went for exam, the new technology had come up. The world is changing. But the Bible says that the truth of God does not change. His promises never changes, never become outdated. The word of God is the word for all generation. Right is forever right. Wrong is forever wrong. Wrong can never become right, or right can never become wrong. It is already preordained in the word of God. It says that this is right, this is wrong. You can't negotiate it. There is no gray zone in those two. You can't say that if you put a little bit of right and a bit of wrong, maybe you get something. No, it doesn't work. Man can say whatever he wants to say. Man can try to change whatever he wants to say, but God's decree will never change. God's word will never change. Psalm 119:89 says, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." Psalm 119:89. "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." Forever. It's not for this generation. It's not for the Jews. It's not for the Greek. It's not only for the Gentiles. Forever. For anyone, every generation, the word of God is settled in heaven. Forever. The law of God is unchanging. It is not like today's newspaper. Today we have newspaper on the table. That's news. Tomorrow it is archives. You put it and then you look for new paper. The word of God is the same, time after time. It is all every generation needs. Your wisdom and my wisdom changes or gets better as the older we get, God willing. But God's wisdom never changes. It's the same. It endures forever. The Bible is book of all ages. It doesn't change. God has only one plan for salvation. For the Jews, for the Greek, for you and I, for people who lived long ago, people who are going to live, and we ask today, God has one plan for salvation. And His word doesn't change. So the word of God doesn't change. Man is attacking the word of God. If you read, if you see, everyone is attacking the word of God because they know if they attack it, if people don't know it, if people get confused about the word of God, they can get their will. But if we know the word of God, if we stand by the word of God, we will be solid because the word of God does not change. Book of Isaiah 40:6 to 8. Isaiah 40:6 to 8, it says, "All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. Every true believer should say amen after me. The word of God shall stand forever. The world attacks it, and it's so pity that it's even in the church of God. This idea is even gone into the church of God. People want to change the word of God. People want to have the will. People want to change their projects being financed by people who want the Bible to be rewritten. There are movements, organizations who have the plan to change what is written in the Word of God. And there are people, even in Church of God, whose plan is to change what the Bible says, to adapt it to generation, thinking that the Word was written with some agenda just for that situation, for those people. The Word of God stands forever. All prophecies, all promises, all warnings, all threats, all curses will come to pass. They don't change because our God is unchanging. If you read Matthew 5:18, Jesus talks about the word of God. He says, "For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, no jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled." Everything which is written in the word of God will come to pass. That means all warnings, all threatenings God have made, the plan of salvation is the same. Man cannot change the plan of salvation. Man cannot change anything God has preordained. God has already said how it will be. We are blessed with the word of God. We know it. He says the heaven will pass because this earth and this heaven will be burned. We will have a new heaven for creation of new heaven and new earth. It will pass away, but the word of God will stand forever. Luke 16:17 says, "And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one tittle of the law to fail." It's better that the heaven and the earth passes away than for any jot of the word of God to fail. God is unchanging. His word is unchanging. When you see the God of the Bible, you see His nature, you see His character, you see all His attributes, they are not changing. So is it with His word. The world is confused, but God says, "My word, my truth is settled in heaven. It will never change. I have established my testimonies, my decree. My word is like me." Men and women can say whatever they say. When the Bible says man, it says man. When it says cursed, it says cursed. When it says anathema, it means anathema. When it says blessed, it means blessed. When it says die, it means die. The soul that sins shall die. It means that. There is no different way. Our God says that His word is like Him. It is not something we can relate or take back, relegate to the old dispensation or this old time. The word of God is alive and it is in heaven today, and it will never change. We have it with us. This is the same word Moses had. Abraham had. Jesus Christ quoted it time after time. The people of old quoted this word. God uses his word time after time. Apostle Paul lived by the word of God. Today, we are talking about Spurgeon earlier. He lived by this word. Lloyd Jones Whitfield. You and I are living by this same word. It hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. If you want the word to change, you are thinking, you are just being confused. As the Lord says, not one jot, not one little, one tittle will be removed. Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word will never pass away. This is something we have to learn. We are having a small church here. We are planting this small church. We are living in this small church here. In this church, we always think of generations. We want to build a church for generations. If we want to build a church for generations, we have to preach the word of God and the word of God alone. If you want to have a ministry which will last forever, intergeneration ministry, you have to preach the word of God. But if you want it to fail, go and build your ministry on trends, on methods, on means of that generation. When the next generation comes, it falls. The Bible has things to say about every generation, about every nation, every tribe, every tongue, anyone who has ever lived. The Bible has something to say about them. And that thing is the same, because human being has not changed. Humankind has not changed. We are the same. People in South Africa have not changed. They are not different to people in Finland. People in Indonesia have not changed. They are not different to people in Russia. Mankind is the same everywhere. And the Bible has said same thing to everybody. This generation, generation past, and generations to come. So if we are faithful church builders, church planters, if we are faithful, godly people who are thinking of the future, we have to build our ministry, our churches, according to the word of God. We preach the word of God. We live the word of God. Our children see us living the way of God, and they learn from that. Otherwise, it will just be a snowball. The sun comes, it's gone. Winter comes, it freezes again. Summer comes, gone. It don't be everlasting thing. God is unchanging in his word. He's unchanging in his attribute. He's unchanging in his character. He's unchanging in his will. Number 5, God is unchanging in the object of his love, or in his kindness. God's eternal kindness and love never changes. Think of your own life. Think of when you were in the world not knowing God. When you were sinners, when you were rebel, God loved you. God loved you. Think of in eternity past, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit sat together and decided you were loved by God before you even existed. You are loved by God, and that love has never changed. That's what Romans 8:29-30 says. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be confirmed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. If you notice something interesting there, all these words are used in the past. There was never a doubt in God's mind. There was never a doubt. There was never any thing like may. There was never a maybe in God's mind when he thought of you in eternity past. He knew that everything his love was never going to change. Those he began with in eternity past, he will finish with in eternity future. There was never going to come any latecomers or any late enrollment. There were never going to be any dropouts. Everything was going to be perfect. Those he began with, he already glorified them already. So if you're a child of God, you can just think about his love towards you. God is unchanging in his love. There's no time where he loves you less. There's no time where he loves you more. There's no time where he doesn't love you. There's no time where he demands that you love him more. No, he loves you. He loves you. God's love is unchanging. His love and kindness is unchanging. Because his love and kindness is unchanging, we can say with assurance that nothing can separate us from the love of God. We can say, have that assurance when you talk about God, about his love, that nothing can separate us. If you are a child of God, you know that you are already glorified. You are glorified in God's mind. He chose you. He called you. He justified you. He is doing the work of sanctification in you. But in his mind, it is already done. It's finished. Because, as I said, he knows the beginning from the end. He has decreed everything in between. He knows about your life. God's love doesn't change. We're living in a generation where people are questioning God's love. Believers are suffering with low self-esteem. Depression comes, winter comes, or pressure from work or marriage, or anything which happens in our life. We start thinking, God doesn't love me. I've done something. People start looking for what they can find for a reason. Why God does love them. Why they fell down. They think, they question the love of God. Don't forget that you belong to a God whose love doesn't change. Don't forget that God is unchanging in his character. God is unchanging in his nature. In his will. Even his will doesn't change. When you think of God, think of him being constant. It's the same yesterday. What he decided in eternity past is not changed. What can you do? You. What can you do which can cause God to call the counsel of his Son, his Holy Spirit, to sit there and to start discussing again your case? What can you do? What can the world do so that God will be called to a second plan? Come. Let's sit. Let us discuss this. What can we do? What can the world do? Nothing. Everything is preordained, foreordained by God. God knows everything. That's why you are here today. That's why you love God. That's why you live as you live, because he loves you. Think of this unchanging kindness, unchanging love of God in your own life. People have died in 2017. People are sick in the hospital. People are going through bad things. Sometimes it has happened to you as well, but you are alive today. You are here today. Maybe you were closer. You were more to the edge than those people who have died. Those people are sick. But God has brought you back because it's not your time. His love and kindness does not change. This is the God we have to take in 2018. This is the God we have to trust in. This is the God we have to live. This is the God we have to think of time after time in this year. God who is not changing. The nature doesn't change. That means he's like a rock in the mist, in the middle of the ocean. He's there and the wind is coming. The wind, the waves, God is not changing. God is not moving. God is not shaken. He's there. He is like that rock, solid rock in the midst of the ocean. He's there. The wind comes. The waves come. Things come. A place where the whales want to have some rest, they come on that stone and they are there. They enjoy. They enjoy the sun. They enjoy some breath. And then when it's time, they go again down. It doesn't change. Our God is a rock. Our God is a rock. Number 6. God is unchanging in his judgment. This is one of the big ones as well. God is not changing in his judgment. God's warnings in scriptures, the threats in scriptures are unchanging. Thank God we have the Bible. We know the warnings. We know what God likes and what God dislikes. He has put it clear. And there's nothing which can make him change his judgment. God is unchanging in execution of his justice. He's God of justice. As we heard last week, God declaring people who were questioning his justice. People of Malachi's time were questioning, where is the Lord of justice? He answered them by, he's going to bring justice to his house. You could have said that, yeah, I skip my house. I just go for the wicked and do them. No. Everyone will test the justice of God. Those who believe, those who do as he has commanded them, will be saved. And those who don't believe, those who don't obey, will face the judgment. His justice, his wrath is unchanging. That's why John 3:18 says, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the one, the only begotten Son of God. God has said that there is only one way to him, is through his Son. There's only one way in heaven or on earth by which man can be made right with God, through the work of Christ on the Calvary. There's no other way you can come to God and be accepted. There's no other way. And those who have come to God through Christ will not be condemned. They will be justified. It amazes me sometimes when I see people who think that they will take a chance. You talk to them about God, they say, we'll take a chance. You know what, Don? I'll take a chance. When I die, I go to God and I will tell him to weigh my good and my bad. God, can you please weigh my good and my bad? And I'm sure my good will weigh heavier than my bad. And he has to forgive me. He has to let me in. Because my good are better than my bad. That's foolishness. That's foolishness. Our God doesn't change. Do you think he's going to change just for you so that the atheists, so that the people who don't believe, agnostics, will accuse him of being God who changes? Do you think God is going to make an exception? God doesn't make any exception. His judgment are the same. Come to me and I will give you rest. No one who comes to me, I will send back. Believe in me, you'll be saved. Trust in me, you'll be saved. Call upon my name, you'll be saved. Repent of your sins. The narrow gate doesn't get any wider. Or the gospel doesn't go outside of the boundaries. The boundaries are already made. God deals his judgment or exercises his judgment according to what he has said. Not according to what this generation said. Not about what the last generation said, and about what he has said in his word. Eternal hell and eternal heaven are necessary to show the unchanging justice of our God. His judgment is unchanging. His judgment is unchanging. His nature is unchanging. His character or attribute is unchanging. His love, his purpose, his will are unchanging. So is his judgment. The Bible is full of warnings. The Bible is full of warnings. Those warnings are there for a reason. Those warnings are there for anyone who reads them. Is warned, knows the consequences. Those who obey the warnings will be saved. Those who disobey the warnings will end up in trouble, in hell. The judgments of God will never be changed, will never be extended or diminished. They are the same. We've learned about this great God who has made this statement about himself at this time. He says himself that he is there, is not changing. What is the implication of this? What is the implication of this? We know that we are changeable. We are changing. We are mutable. And we are being presented of a God who's unchanging. What is our reaction or our response? Our response is that we are to change. We are to change in what God has commanded us. All creation is changing, and we are called to change of heart. The Bible wants us to change our hearts, to change our behavior, to change our attitude, our mind, our character. We are called to live in a way which honors God, because he is unchanging. God will never change to meet our needs. God will never change to meet our standard. We are like the train walking on the rails, on the tracks. The tracks are there, and the train has to follow. If the train doesn't follow, it skips over. People die. We hate time after time. It happened this week in South Africa when it crashed on a truck and it went off the rail and people died. Because God is unchanging, we are to change. We are to change. A.W. Tozer said of man, he said that each man appears for a little time, to laugh and to weep, to work and to play, and then to go, to make room for those who shall follow him in the never-ending cycle. We are here for a while. We are here with a mission to weep, to cry, to work, and to dance, and to do all those things we are doing. And we leave room for other people to come in. You are not here to live forever. You have a time. And this is 2018. The reason you are living today is God is not God who changes. He wants you to come. He wants you to come to knock. He wants you to come and submit to his will. He wants you to repent. As the Bible said, he calls every man everywhere to repent. He calls everyone to come and repent and believe in his son. I am who I am. I change not. You are called to align yourself to the will of God, to this who God is. Man is to change. Are you willing to change in this year? Are you willing to change according to the will of God? Knowing that God doesn't change. Knowing that his will, his purpose, his character, his love doesn't change. You are prone to change. Don't be stubborn for no reason. Don't be reluctant for no reason. All we have to do is to align ourselves. When you go out of this place, think of you aligning your life according to this unchanging God, according to his character, according to his will, according to his word, according to his love. Align your life according to this God. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word. We pray, Father, that you will help us in this year to be able to align our lives according to your word, to be able to align our lives according to your character, Father, your nature. Father, you have given us your word, and you have revealed yourself time after time in the word of God by who you are. Teach us to learn more about you. Teach us, Lord God, to know that you are God who changes not. And we are human. We are prone to change. You've called us. You have revealed in our lives the areas we are to change. You have revealed in our lives, Father, the areas we have to confirm ourselves to the word of God. Help us, Lord, in this year to be people who walk according to your will, according to your word, according to your law, according to your requirements. Bless us in this day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.